Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Arr, ahoy, crew members. Today's show is a service of our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this show. Thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, have you caught your breath yet? Are you okay? Are you all right? I just want to double check. I want to make sure.
Check with me later. Right now, I'm okay. But what happens when the endorphins and the adrenaline goes? I just might flat out go.
We worry about one thing.
Get the paddles.
When Rob Spiewak is late. That's exactly it. We get the paddles.
We
worry about your heart absolutely.
And he wasn't
exploding.
Really that upset about being late. He was upset that he had to walk up the stairs.
Oh, I didn't walk up the stairs.
Oh,
I
waited for the elevator?
I waited for the elevator, but you could have sent it down. You know, I do that. You know, that's something I do. Did you know that?
We sent it down.
You did not?
We did. I was with Mac. I pressed one. Did I said, he's not going to take the stairs.
Well, then you know what? Then it was that close that the elevator was still on four. You were getting off when I got to the elevator. Yeah. It was that close. And then Oscar, the first thing he says when I come in, nice of you to make it. When I saw his ass walking in the building.
He walked in 18 seconds. Mm. He's been pretty good getting here before 10 a.m.
I'm doing my best, Mike.
And
I'm doing my best.
I mean,
after
him was Mac.
I don't sweat it like I did for, you know, those years.
Now that you don't care, I care.
What do you mean I don't? Don't start with me today, Santana. What do you mean I don't care? I care desperately.
When you've given up, this is my, just in the Santana playbook, when you've given up on something,
oh, it's
I can buy in.
Oh, okay. Oh, I get it. So I don't care about you being late. No, I do. I do care.
Oh,
so don't
damn it. Now
that.
I got to be late.
And, no, if you came in later than Rob today, I would have been exasperated. I would have been. But the thing about Rob,
who could
I got
be
the
later
wrong...
than Rob? He was the latest one.
Yeah, but you know what? I tell you who was later than Oscar was Mac.
Only because I wanted to start the show on time today.
Why not? Tell Rob that.
Yeah.
I'll do. Only because and that's what incidentally when I look when I switch over, this is when I'm late. I don't even know if you guys even know this, but this is when I'm looking at Oscar. This is when I'm looking at Rob.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is when I'm looking at Pony.
Okay? Pony.
This is when I'm looking at Rachel, who's off camera.
Nice
right now.
Pull.
This is when I'm looking at Mac, who's right down at my chin level. This is when I'm looking at... Where's Rofo?
Before we start, I do have a question for Mac, who followed
yes.
Oscar. Mac, are you still parking courtesy of CVS?
I am.
Mm-hmm.
I've given Ooh. Up. I just cannot do the... I cannot pay for parking.
And you can't talk either. So, I mean, you've got a laundry list of problems.
I only take the stairs now, though, in CVS. I don't go up the ramp, but I do buy something.
So,
every
Rob, how? So,
there.
So, did you even think about trying to use the CVS lot today?
No, because you know what I am? I'm a legal law abiding citizen.
Right, right. And yeah. And Mac, of course, you know.
He's rolling the bones.
What time did Mac get here today? Just since we're going down the list.
Well, he was between Oscar and me.
Yeah.
Oh, he was.
Yeah, I was actually before Mac and Rob.
Oh, that's right. Mac, we were getting coffee.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah.
This is true.
And now, Mac, we've discussed this before. You are chronically late as well, right?
I am.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
But Mac,
you work on that.
20.
I am.
You know, yeah. I'm 37.
Yeah. How old
There's
are
no
you,
excuse.
Mac?
24.
24. He is.
24.
Why is that funny?
Because it is, Rob. And we both know
why. Did you eat paint chips as a kid, son?
No. I do. I did hear a story that I did go down the stairs in my stroller.
Really?
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Wow.
Went tumbling down.
Yeah, did you go down
you
the
know
stairs?
What? You know what? We have a sound for that, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That's the sound of Mac going down the stairs. It is. I'm sorry. No,
right,
it was this,
how did
it was
you
this
roll
sound.
Down the stairs in a stroller?
How did you go down there? How did that happen?
This was when I was a baby, but I was like in a stroller.
He was 15.
I don't think it was a stroller. It's one of those things where you can like bounce on and it wheels around. And I guess I just got too close to the stairs and just
went
tumbling down.
All right, good story. We got a mailbag. Okay, Rob, you got some gifts.
I do have some presents. Mike, because it's not about us.
No. It's not about us at all. It's about Korean Air, ladies and gentlemen.
That's what it's about.
It's what I fly when I go from Dulles to Boston. Korean Air.
Right. Any connections on the hat?
I guess stop at North
service.
Korea. Yeah.
One time.
No, it's actually one time. It stops in Albany.
One time? That's weird.
Great flight, though. Great flight. I use I get the reclining seat in coach.
We have, actually, mystery gifts today because no one said who these were from. Oscar, I believe these are for you and me.
Okay.
And Mike, you have two gifts. One you're going to adore.
Okay.
I'm going to start with the other one.
Okay, very good. I love gifts. By the way, I would like to point out, does anybody remember the name of the generous, wonderful lady, I believe it was, that sent us all the cork
cork dorks
letters?
Yeah, it was Linda Herr. Wasn't it Linda Herr?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking you.
I believe it was Linda Herr.
Dorks,
yes,
that look like corks.
Yeah,
I
but
mean,
she was a cork dork, yeah.
Yes.
So I damaged it. She sent one to my home. It adorns, from Mrs. O'Mara, immediately, it adorns our front door.
Really?
Here in Fort Myers, Florida. So woo! I thought I'd...
Does it swivel?
No, I didn't try that this time, Oscar, but it's a double O that's right there, and nice. And it's working great.
Ours hangs in our kitchen. Mike, your first gift is...
Yes.
Who doesn't love a hoodie, right?
And this I love a hoodie.
Beautiful red hoodie, but what's on the front of it? I think you're going to like this.
Take your time.
It says Trump for president.
Honest to God. The motor. Oh, no, I want that. I want that.
Then you shall have it.
That's a great Trump for president.
Please send that to me.
Very good.
That's actually a quality hoodie. That's a quality hoodie.
It's a good one.
That is. That's fantastic. Hey, please send that along. And is it red where you guys are? Because it's orange to me.
Yeah, it's red to me. And if you would, Mac, see where I don't even know this yet. Check the tag. See what country it was made in.
Yeah. And how many X's did they send?
Yeah,
I think three of me could stand in that.
Okay, yeah. How many, Mac, how many X's and where was it made?
3XL, made in China.
China!
Perfect.
China.
A little large, but I think a washing can
fix it. A washing can fix it. It's just a little too big.
It's great when a hoodie is
You know
big.
What, Oscar? Yeah. It's just a little too big, and I'd like it to, I'm working on getting it to be a lot too
big.
You
like a fitted hoodie.
I don't. What I'm saying is...
To go with his skinny jeans?
Oh, I see what you have.
Mike, and this is a 2X, and no one said who sent this. It just arrived mysteriously. It is a professional Whalers hockey, I guess, jersey.
Oh, my God.
And the quality is
logo.
Fantastic.
It's actually a sweater.
They call it a sweater,
yeah,
right?
Sweater.
Yes. Very good. Fantastic.
Mac, if you don't mind, how many X's are there? Because he likes his jerseys fitted.
It's a double.
I don't like them fitted. I'm saying that a 3X I'd swim in, and a 2X would be big enough. Just stop it. I like the... Oh, that is so cool.
And that's 2X, that Mike. So that'll fit you just fine.
That's perfect.
And what do we have, Oscar?
All right, look. If you're really going to go all out and you're going to get something for us, be creative about it, right?
And this is another mystery
just
gift.
Just like
with
the
no
cork
from.
Dork. Just like you know that we love our initials in cork.
Sure.
In cork. In wine cork.
This young lady, or whoever.
Yeah, it's a mystery gift.
Sent us a microphone keychain.
Very cool. Oh, it's an RE20.
It's an RE20.
The model that Pony uses.
Says the Mike Dork. Thank you.
So that's wonderful.
And you know what?
Each get one of those.
Since that's the model that Mike uses down in Florida, his Florida studios, we should send him one.
Yeah, we'll send you one, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And just leave them up there, and I'll get them on my next trip through. Because you know what? Both the hoodies and the jersey are cold weather attire, and I will use that more up in the Great White North. So there's no need to use stamps.com to send that to me on this particular trip.
Yeah,
so,
very cool.
When are you coming back?
I'll be coming back sometime in the spring.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Just in time for them.
Why are you saying that?
We're going to send them to you.
Do you require my presence earlier?
No, but you know what's great? You're saying keep them because it's too warm, and you're coming back in the spring when it's going to be too warm for them still.
Not in Maine.
Well, we'll see about that.
See, Mr. Smarty Pants did well in school? No, it's not going to be cold in
Maine.
We're
not your storage closet. We're going to send it to you.
Okay, please. Thank you. I look forward to getting it. And, we've utilized all our time for the opening segment. We'll start the mailbag when we come back with the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
You want to go into production with this in 1 month?
Up like a carny ride. 1 month, yeah. What do you say, 15,000, and let's close on this?
You want me to be honest with you, Les?
No, I would like you to bullshit me, Max.
I took this meeting out of respect because I wanted to say no to your face.
Thank you. Very respectful.
Get your cataracts fixed. Read the trades. MGM just capitalized for 6 new films. They're offering me 4 times what you guys are offering me.
But see, it kind of worries me what you said. Let me tell you why. A couple of weeks ago, I was seeing a trade of Vicks. I was enjoying a Mai Tai when my pal Warren Beatty comes in. He wishes me well, and we had a little chat. Seems he was attached to star in Zulu Empire, which was going to anchor that MGM slate. But Warren confided in me that the picture's gone over budget because the Zulu extras want to unionize. They may be cannibals, but they want health and dental so the movie's kaput. Which means that the MGM deal ain't gonna happen and your script ain't worth the buffalo shit on a nickel. So, the way it looks to me, through the cataracts I grant you, is that you can either sign here and take $10,000 for your toilet paper script, or you can go fuck yourself. With all due respect.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Coming to you live.
How's that? Excuse us? Pardon me?
That was funny. I can't even count on one hand the number of times I haven't turned my own microphone
on. It was like
on. Watching
Edgar Bergen.
Coming to you live from the Cappy Viper Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. If you are here, you do too. I wonder if the good people at Sleep Number would be so good as to allow me to do just a standard announcer voice for their particular commercial.
Why not, Mike?
I think they would love it. I think all of America would cheer.
Do you have any old-timey background music? I think that Sleep Number's been on the air with us for a long time, and I think that they would.
Great partners.
I don't know why I'm motivated to. By the way, it is the greatest bed you will ever experience in your life. I mean that sincerely. I have two of them. My mother has one of them. I am working now for the holidays to get my sister to get hers. Many of our listeners have gotten Sleep Numbers. They are the best, and you will find that to be the case when you buy yours. But let me start like this. The holidays are right around the corner. This year, why not give yourself the best of all? The Sleep Number bed with Sleep IQ technology. You know how much Carla and I love our Sleep Number bed. And since every Sleep Number bed is available with Sleep IQ technology, you can have the best sleep of your life. And you can prove it. The optional Sleep IQ technology tracks your sleep, so you know how to adjust for optimal slumber. Whether it's changing your Sleep Number setting or making different lifestyle choices, you know what's working because Sleep IQ tells you right now.
When?
You can... Now, see, you knew you were gonna trip me up right there. You knew that. Save $500 on the Sleep Number Veterans Day Special Edition bed. That's $500, people, with Sleep IQ technology. No better sleep. Sleep Number beds and Sleep IQ technology are only available at any of the 475 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. And don't forget to lose your balance and catch yourself simultaneously.
I love it.
And tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. If you go into a bed and you listen to the show and you buy a Sleep Number bed because I told you to buy a Sleep Number bed and you don't tell them that I told you, you are personally screwing me. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
To put in
well,
simple
it's the
words.
Truth.
Yeah. That's, it is true.
You know why
you're
you're boning us because you know why I'm able to say this? Because my own family did that to me when my mom got hurt.
Sideways.
Typical. Classic Kathy.
Mom loves the dad. Mom loves the dad. Oh, that's great. I'm glad she loves the bed. Did you mention my name when you bought it? What do you mean?
Oh,
I don't care. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. And we were going to start the mailbag there, but the gifts took up too much time.
Great
and
gifts.
Yes, send me those delightful gifts. Send
of
them
course.
Down here to Florida, and I will, we get chilly mornings.
Yeah, here, so. Chilly morning when you're walking the dogs.
When I'm picking up excrement, I will wear my New England Whalers jersey. And I think depending on the circumstances, maybe I would even throw that Trump 2016.
It looks like it's made of quality cotton.
It does.
Although
Chinese cotton.
I think
China.
It's beautiful. It's absolutely lovely. So let's get right to it. We have our mailbag in front of us. We've gotten the gifts out of the way, or do we have one more?
We have one announcement I need to make. Yesterday was key birthday.
Yes.
It was the 64th birthday of my pop. Happy birthday, Grandpa Bob.
HBS.
One of the greatest champions of this show.
64 years horny. Bob Spiewak, congratulations. And to your long-suffering wife, Kathy, darling, my heart goes out to you. I don't know how you can stand all that TNA on those computer screens daily. And Wasn't he taking a brief, like, computer maintenance hiatus? Isn't that what he was doing?
I'll let you behind the curtain, Mike. He's actually on a business trip. He's really living it up in one of the great party towns in the United States, even as we speak.
Where is
Wow.
he?
Dayton, Ohio.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
Oh, God.
Not the Dayton. Best birthday present a fella could ask for, but he is the greatest dad in the world. I love you, Pop.
Oh, that's wonderful. And, Bob, we love you, too, and have a great birthday in Dayton. Now, on to the mailbag. We have we have new youngest listeners, plural.
Oh.
And since they're twins, it's a tie.
Oh, look at that.
Welcome to our world, Grant and Owen Uri, born October 11th. Their dad, Eamon, is a longtime listener, so there's no doubt that we'll not only be future TMOS fans.
They will not only be future TMOS fans.
I'll read it as it's written.
Well, Mike, I'd prefer if you'd read it the way I intended to write it, please.
Their dad, Eamon, is a longtime listener, so there's no doubt that we'll not only be future TMOS fans.
Oh, Rob.
The first paragraph.
Man.
Late for work. Not doing his job correctly. But there's a great sentence at the end, but Elvis enthusiasts as well. So I will tell you what this was. The excitement of the last part of the sentence trumped writing the rest of the sentence correctly.
How do you do it without even putting on a turban and looking into a crystal ball?
I know.
It's and amazing. Then, it's like you're there with me.
And but just like in school and with your family, you've got the snark down. Happy birthday, Kenneth Pozell, who turned 7 this week. He is bright and a caring lad who never misses a chance to say, "Face!"
And I want to play this for him.
Face!
Face! Way to go, Kenneth. Keep listening. Nick Talent, turned the big 3-0 this week and suffers a severe addiction to our podcast. Good boy. We wish him all the best with that. Thank you, Nick Talent. Or Talent. It's T-A-L-L-E-N-T. Is it Talent?
I think it's Talent.
He's got it. Guess who's 54? It's Dickie Sheeler.
Oh, nice.
Or Shaler. That's who. Happy birthday, Dickie. Ladies and gentlemen, I hold in my hand one of those birthday days.
Mm-hmm.
I know it already.
Yep.
Thank you. Is it Sheeler or Shaler? Or
it's
was
Sheeler.
There any? It's Sheeler. Very
yes.
good. From the land of forename people, here we go. Happy second birthday to Nathaniel Michael Thomas Johnson.
Aw, that's sweet.
I guess they were taking care of some family members there. Katz Bruner just entered his forgetful 50s and would love a pep talk from Oscar to get him over the hump. So I guess he just turned 50, Oscar Santana. Any words of encouragement for Katz?
This is the deal. All you got to do is play some apps with some memory games, work on that memory. Match a little butterfly, a little goat to a little goat every morning before you wake up and get your day started, and you'll be A-okay.
Good.
Try and keep it tight.
Yeah, that's actually quite helpful. Bryce Williams turned 8 this week. We got little kids this week.
Yeah.
And just like every other 8-year-old, I love it when we get the 8-year-olds and the babies and the kids, because it means that mom and dad are turning it on and playing it for their kids, and I think that's really exciting. And that's why I'm very, very excited about this 8-year-old, Bryce Williams. Just like every other 8-year-old, he loves the I Don't Care song. Happy birthday, Bryce. I did it at the beginning of the show without even knowing. That's fantastic.
Do you want to hear Judy Garland sing it, or do you want to hear Kevin Meaney sing it? Because
What do you think? You know, when Kevin Meaney came out of the closet, I was thinking about this very morning.
Yeah.
I was getting out of the shower.
Oh,
I was thinking
about,
believe it or not, I was thinking about Kevin Meaney, and I was saying, well, when he incorporated that into his comedy routine, we should have all known he was gay because he was doing the whole Judy Garland
thing. Yeah.
What a great stereotype in the gay community. Barbara Streisand, Judy Garland. I'll let you choose, Rob. Who do you want to hear from?
You know what? I'm going to go with Judy because the fact is we don't play it as often.
I don't care what they may think of me.
There you go, Bryce.
I'm happy-go-lucky.
Sure, that's exactly
that
what he wanted.
No, he wants the Kevin Meaney one.
I don't care.
Yes.
There it is. For you, Bryce.
Don't go over. I don't care.
8 years old. Bryce Williams is 8 years old, and he has already got the comedy gene. He already. If an 8-year-old thinks this is funny, I mean this. I mean this from the bottom of my heart. If an 8-year-old thinks this is funny, that 8-year-old will have a phenomenal sense of humor for the rest of his life. Bryce, you have it. Don't lose it. You are a funny person. I think it's great that an 8-year-old thinks that's funny.
And I know for a fact, if you go onto Kevin Meaney's Facebook wall and write, zing, 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 boom, 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 9 times out of 10, Kevin will click like.
Zing, 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 boom, boom, boom.
Oh, fantastic. Scott McCroy just turned 53 and the loves the Charlie character.
God damn it! He loves.
Well, what was the problem last night? Seriously, were you loaded?
No.
Was it?
Too many complex carbs.
Were you preoccupied? We're here to help. We're here to help.
No.
Tater tot casserole.
Now that one I saw. That was me. I could have said, and he loves the Charlie character, but I don't like to do that because I like to point out Rob's faults as anybody that's listening to the show.
It's amazing we kept the show to 79 minutes
for a long time. Just checking in. I know you're madder at yourself than anybody else. So I'll just move on. How about that? Would that make you happy?
It really would.
Okay, good. And he loves the Charlie character, Scott McCroy. Okay, so let's see. Charlie, can you come in here?
Hey, what the f*** wrong with Rob?
Okay.
Charlie was my proofreader. I don't know what happened.
Do you do proofreading?
Do you go back over and read them?
Do you ever go f*** yourself? Was there time to look over the material when you were getting your coffee this morning before you strolled in here 8 seconds before me?
Oh, God. No.
I got in here before you, though.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Stop it, boys. Mm-hmm. I am in pain right now. Oh, God. All right. Anyway, Stephanie Borey just turned 37 and saw both of our Reno shows willingly, much to the delight of her husband. Annie Allison just turned 32 and would like advice on how to convince her boyfriend to take the next step and move in with her. Any advice? You know what? Can I offer some?
Please.
I would say you make it difficult for him. You play a little... HTG. You play a little hard to get.
Ugh.
You do the...
Really?
All she has to do is talk less and work more.
Well, I mean, she's already bought him a house.
Oh, man. Oscar just lapped me on that one, you bastard. You lapped me on the misogyny. You do. I swear to God.
Well,
I'm
everybody's
so
good at something, Mike.
Yeah. Just talk less and work more, bitch. But anyway, no. I'm not saying that to her. I don't mean it. She's wonderful. I think that you got to let things like this just happen.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to let things like this happen. But, you know, if you wanted, spend some time apart, and absence makes the heart grow fonder. I have found that to be the case in
5 years.
Multiple relationships. 5 years. Take a 5-year break, Stephanie. Annie Allison, I already mentioned that. Thank you. That was not Stephanie Borey. That was Annie Allison I was talking about. So now I'm screwing up. Hendrix Lawrence just turned 4, another child.
Yes.
And he loves dinosaurs. Could Jeff Goldblum, who played Dr. Ian Malcolm in Jurassic Park, wish him a very, very happy birthday? Okay, let's see.
Is that a slot machine deal?
Yeah, all right. Let's see what happens. He's 4 years old. All right, here we go. Teddy bear.
Hey! Yay! Big win!
Let's bring Jeff in. Jeff, look in your rearview mirror. I believe you'll see that is a T-Rex. That is a large, large T-Rex. It's gonna attack the car. Tell your mother, beware. Scary dinosaurs all around. And Jurassic World, piece of junk.
No!
My humble opinion. Thank you. Just thought I'd share that. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, there we go. Happy birthday, Leslie Shore of Punta Gorda, Florida. Hey, just up the street.
Local, yeah.
We sure hope it was a great day. I'm so sorry. Also, happy birthday to Tommy Hood, who shares a love of TMOS with sister Susie Hood. We love you, Hoods.
Nice. Thank you very much. It's the Hood family, Mike.
The Hoods. Love you it. Know, a big name up in New England, of course.
Really?
Ice cream. And dairy products. Hood, very popular up there. Just thought I'd throw that in. Moving right along. P1 Kevin White turned 31 on the 31st. And he is a bonus show subscriber, a regular Amazon purchaser, and a frequent nut muncher from nuts.com.
Nice.
In other words, the perfect man. Listener Brian Thomas turned 31 and is having his bachelor party in New York next week. Does Oscar have any suggestions on what kind of mischief to get into while in New York City?
If you're going to order a lady of the night, get an in-call.
He's hey, you know what's nice about that? That is both sides, and there he loves women. For an
he
hour.
Is on his game today. Oh, my God. Heather Hansen writes, on November 3rd, my husband Mike Hansen turned 37, and my dad, Hugo Posey, turned 63. Happy birthday to both of them. I love both Mike Hansen and Hugo Posey. That's very nice that she people. Says that. Heather, you're a very nice lady to cover both your dad and your hubby at the same time.
Pony, that's your swinging couple uh-huh. lady, yeah. right? Yeah. yeah. So Pony will probably have sex with her tonight.
Yeah, it'll be
oh,
great.
That's Heather both Hansen.
Yeah, both Heather Hansen.
Oh. Hello, Heather Hansen. May I suggest a weekend trip down to the beach as you head down with the rest of the Hansons down to the Bay Bridge? You can pull off to the side right near the Bay Bridge and visit the fabulous Whitehall Inn so that Heather Hansen can enjoy some of the Whitehall's famous fruit fritters. Thank you.
I
yes, Oscar.
You were going to invite. I thought you were doing Pony inviting Heather Hansen down to the beach to hang out with his mom and him.
Oh yeah,
no. We'll she'd have to go. She'd have to go the other direction, and she would not be able to go by the fabulous no. Whitehall Inn because she'd be heading down to Virginia Beach and not the fabulous Ocean City area.
They could all share a king bed together.
Well, it'd be so taboo.
Which,
so taboo.
Which, incidentally, I don't think I'm overstating it when I refer to the Ocean City area as summer dreamland.
Ocean.
Yeah, that's anyway. Let me see. We got that here. Little here it is. Little Sienna Keeney turned four. Another 4 year
yeah,
old.
Yeah, a lot of kids.
That, well, it's good. Young kids mm-hmm. mean young adults, yeah. young parents. That's good for the show. On November 1st, she loves to hear Little Michael on the show and will on occasion sing along with him.
Isn't that
oh,
nice?
Oh my God,
that's sweet.
You know what?
And good news, Mike. She's single.
Yeah, you can arrange
oh,
marriage.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's terrific. And now on to the letters. Hey guys, I'll oh, it's a birthday again. I celebrated. I'll celebrated my 48th birthday.
What went wrong there?
You know what it is? I had more badly worded letters this week than
oh.
ever. And I really...
That's what it is, Mike. It's our listeners.
I'm going to say to the listeners, we love you for listening, but try harder with your grammar. You're grammatically challenged.
Okay.
Now
I
you've
celebrated.
Just turned. You've blamed them for something you've been doing wrong for some time.
Hey, you know what? Let's try this. The other stuff hasn't worked.
I celebrated my 48th birthday on November 3rd. All I want this year is for you to play a yo-ho from Timbertina.
Yo-ho!
There. That was easy. I got to see her in person at the Alaska State Fair a few months ago.
Good gig.
Lucky! She also sat down next to me during the show and put her arm around my shoulders. That was present enough for me.
Mm.
Thanks, Bob Boner Nelson from Anchorage, Alaska. I threw that part in. Hi, fellas. I'm submitting myself for this week's mailbag. I'll be 35 on November 6th. I'm a longtime faithful listener and bonus show subscriber. This year, I bought a treadmill and a shed among my Amazon
Whoa.
Purchases through the TMOS portal. That's nice.
Yep.
And I saved a ton of money as a result. TMOS is an integral part of my day. Thanks for sharing your lives and the resulting laughs. Sincerely, Lisa Rosenmerkel.
Mm,
I love that name.
Great name.
Say hi to all the Rosenmerkels for me, Lisa. We really appreciate that. Oh, well, God, we got a lot of mailbag today. Here's our next letter. Good afternoon, TMOS crew, or good morning. I love the show and can't thank you enough for improving my daily commute in and out of D.C. To show my support today, I purchased the Truman set from Harry's.com through your website. This is
nice,
great for
right?
supporting our
Beautiful
advertising.
Beautiful set.
If it's not too much trouble, can Mike pull the arm on his roulette machine and see if Ben Carson is available to talk turkey?
Yes.
Thanks, Eric F. Let's
you know
see
what's
what
great?
Happens
this is
right
the
now.
Second consecutive week it's been called a roulette machine.
A roulette machine. Very good. Very good. All right. Here we go. Poll number. Poll number. Poll number.
Nice.
I just... would like to say I'm very happy to gratify the polls of showing me now beating Hillary as well. So, screw you, doubts. Doubtsayers. Thank you, I'm Dr. Ben Carson. Now, I hope that I can lead the country closing my eyes every time I answer a question. Thank you, goodbye.
All right, there we go. That's moving right along. Hi, gang. Longtime listener since the WAVA morning days, the morning zoo days. Second time writer. My birthday is on Friday, November 6th. I'm hoping this year Mike can actually read my birthday greeting on the podcast, unlike last year when he was indisposed at the hospital.
Aww.
Boy, that's right. It was
one year ago. Yeah.
Yeah. But Rob did an admirable job filling in. October 2015 was a TMOS-centric great month for me. I went to Oscar's podcast forum, Go Terps, and met many of the crew there. Based on Rob's recommendation, I purchased a Shure SM58 mic through the TMOS Amazon banner, of course, my MVP entry. The following week, I attended the Mad Fox Taproom meet and greet. Great beers. I got to meet more of the crew, including Mike this time. I was the Chinese guy in the Fat Baby t-shirt. I remember
yes,
that.
Guy.
That was wonderful. The following week, I used that brand new Shure mic when I was Marcus Serta's guest on Omericast. Wow. Well, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. You're right. I just reread my entire letter 4 times to fix any grammar problems. I don't know how much bad lit letters frustrate Mike. Not at all. Wordy ones do. But anyway, so I hope I didn't F it up. No, you didn't. And Tony Lamb, thank you very much. It was
Tony.
Nice meeting you at the meet and greet.
Next time, Tony, read it a 5th time because there were corrections made.
Bacardi Limon.
So did he get Rob was just sort of covering it.
Give himself a little pat on the back.
That did do something. That gets you through the day.
Hi,
guys. I wanted to thank you both for providing a TMOS code for FrameBridge. I just ordered a large, that's right, it's as big as they come, framed photo, and 3, count them, medium frame photos. Oh, I love this kind of listener. Mm-hmm. I truly do. The TMOS code saved me, or the TOMS code, saved me $65 on my
Rob.
Man, you
Jesus
know what?
Christ.
I have no idea. Wow. I really don't. I am so. All I can do is say I'm sorry.
Keep
because
bringing.
I did proofread this.
Yeah, didn't.
Yeah.
Keep bringing the funny. Back off, Pitbull. He suffered enough on the opening of the show. Keep bringing the funny and the great sponsors. Cheers, Chris Terranova.
No,
what a
I say
great
let,
name.
Let Oscar
Chris.
Go ahead because, you know, really after this, what does he have to go home to but misery?
Okay. Moving right along. Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and Boychick Bloom, greetings to you from the Central Valley of California. As I write this, today is Monday, November 2nd, and we are getting our first significant rainfall since May. The rain is a great birthday gift. As for my birthday, I have no requests. Rob already wished me a happy birthday on the Book of Faces, and that made me smile. I just wanted to write to say that TMOS is the only podcast that I listen to. Like many others, I have been listening since the Don and Mike days. Even through all the changes that your show has gone through over the years, you keep bringing the funny. The magic of TMOS is that you are sharing your real lives with all of us. The truth is almost always funnier than fiction, and there are things you just can't make up. Yeah, I'll have one of those today. Thank you for bringing the funny every day. You make the bad days good, the good days great, and the great days just awesome. Thank you, Nate Finley. What a wonderful letter that was. Thank you, Nate. That's very sweet of you. We appreciate that. And our final letter, guys, I recently had to replace the engine in my car, and since then I have been very conscious of any noises it makes. Last week I pulled over twice because I heard a faint knocking or tapping. I listened and could still hear the sound, but didn't know what it was until I turned off my iPod and the sound went away. It turns out it was the background audio Mike uses when he reads the news. There it is right there. I know that you are audiophiles and take great pride in the sound you produce. I just thought you would like to know that the quality is top-notch, and I'm relieved that I didn't have to pay another grand to fix something. Thank you, John T. Yingling, and that is fantastic. Well, we appreciate it. Nice round of applause
nice.
For the audio vault today. And I am totally lost. Are we running a little late?
We have to take our 25 break, Mike.
We are running a lot late.
Yes, we are.
That's what I thought. That's what confused me. We will come back, and I will tell you the story of my son making me feel young again. When we come back on the Mike O'Meara Show. Listen, baby,
do you find yourself awake at 2 a.m. with a gnawing pain in your stomach? Did your lunchtime sandwich leave you feeling unsatisfied? Maybe you missed breakfast. Oh, no! Perhaps all you need is some cake and cookies to fill that void. Cake and cookies.
That voice.
Much better than an after-dinner mint and best enjoyed with alcohol. served up at morebroadcasting.com.
That's my girl.
That's Katie right there. Katie does a great show, Cake and Cookies with Rob Spiewak. Check it out on the More Network. It's one of our best. And those two have that incredible energy between them. That
unrequited
sexual tension.
Make you want to turn on the AC.
Fill that void.
Welcome back to the show. Brought to you by CHY. Want to welcome. Oh, that was kind of nasty, Pony.
Yeah.
Relax, Matt.
Yeah.
That was pretty creepy. Anyway.
The void.
Welcome back to the show. Brought to you by CH Wine. Welcome back to an old friend, Cameron Hughes Wine. I didn't mention this yesterday when I was talking about him, that we broke out the Cameron Hughes Wine from last year.
Really?
When the McFiggins came over, and it was still as good as ever, and we loved it, and store it properly. That's what I will tell you, that you want to make sure that it's in a cool place, not in direct sun, all those kind of things.
And lay it down, right?
We laid it down, and the wine was gorgeous. It was
nice.
It was fantastic. Cameron Hughes finds premium vineyards that have a little extra of their best wines. They buy those extra bottles. Then they sell direct to customers. Cameron Hughes allows you to drink the exact same wine that you'd find at expensive high-end wineries, but you're paying a lot less. We're talking 40 to 80% off what you'd pay for the same wine under another label. For example, the average price of a 2012 Napa Valley Cab with Wine Spectator score of 90 or better is $155. Cameron Hughes Wine had 3 90-plus cabs on that list, averaging $30 a bottle.
Nice. If you love Cabernet, Lot 600 is $29, and it tastes like a $5,000 bottle of wine.
It's really, really good stuff.
Fantastic.
This wine is a sure thing for the holiday season. We love Cameron Hughes, and I know you will too. So we convinced Cameron to make this exclusive offer this week only. Free shipping and a free sommelier corkscrew. These wines are already a great deal, and this offer makes it a no-brainer. The only way we get to free shipping and a free sommelier corkscrew is to go to chwine.com, click the microphone in the upper left, and enter TMOS. That's chwine.com. Click the mic and enter TMOS. Don't wait. This wine is fantastic. This deal is fantastic, and I want you to order some today. chwine.com. Many of our listeners already know how good it is,
so
if you want to stock up for the holidays, this is the time to do it. Get your Thanksgiving wine this week. Mm-hmm. We really appreciate
Mike,
that.
Do you mind if I quickly text one of my professors, because he wants to know when CH Wine is back, because all he does is stock up on it.
Absolutely.
Right?
Share that.
Do it.
Share that with him.
He asked me this weekend. Right, he said, when's CH Wine coming back? I need to buy more wine.
Yeah, and that'll get Oscar an A+. Yeah.
They were not on the air with us for a good chunk of time. And I remember when they stopped being on the air with us, I'm glad they've come back, because we all said, and our listeners said the same thing, it made a tremendous impression on our listening audience. And it's relationships with advertisers like that, because of you, the listeners, that make that happen for us. And as we go into the holidays, I've said it time and time again, this is the most important time for us. So please help us out and support our advertisers. And that's one that we've all used and we've stand
behind.
And
it should be said, Cameron Hughes, before he came on board, he's a guy. And he actually flew into town and took me and Oscar out to dinner and did a tasting flight of all his wines and paired it for us. And it was amazing. He loves his product so much.
Stands by it.
It means so much to him. If you like wine, or if you want to get into wine, this is the way to do it.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I posted about this because I was so busted up about it that I shared it last night and wanted to talk about it today on the show. It's happened. I know there are going to be many listeners in our audience that are going to be delighted with this. Some of you will shake your head ruefully.
Oh, yeah.
And some of you will simply smile and go, oh, Mike, yes, sirree. Oh, Michael. There you go.
Michael.
I will tell you that... this is when I'm not sure if it happened yesterday or the day before. It's early in the morning. My little guy is just started preschool, and he didn't get a nap at preschool. And between that and spring forward, fall back, he is a bit out of sorts. This morning, his rally time was 4:45.
Ooh.
We decided we would let him cry and see if he would go back to bed. He didn't. At 5:05, yours truly popped out of bed and decided I would hang out with him.
Aww.
And he was a little bit uptight and, starting to mention things like ghosts and shadows. He doesn't like shadows. And that's the age where you start to have that that kind of vibe with the scary stuff. And so he's a little unsettled, but he's loving school. And we'll talk more about that later.
Can I ask a question without totally derailing you? Does he claim to see ghosts?
No, he hasn't really, you know, he's six word sentences are a big deal for him. So, I mean, at this age, you know, he's 27 months. So it's
Julia saw ghosts at his age. So she claimed. She said she saw my stepfather after he passed away. And I was wondering.
Ooh. Hey, Dandy. Dandy. Dandy, come into the bedroom. Dandy, I see something on the wall. It looks like your late father. It's your late father.
That's loud?
That was loud. That was loud.
Daddy, I'm entering a bass contest.
Rob, I think we're going to have to resend all of them.
Okay, that's fine. We can
I
do
think
that.
that's the only way that we're going to solve the problem here. I can probably go through them with you and see
we can
do
that.
Do it. How's that?
We need to hear the bass thump. The bass drop.
The bass.
That's what did it.
We were talking about it. These computer soundboards can be a little problematic.
Yeah, that bass sounds like you're running a bass contest.
Yeah, it's still a little hot.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Okay.
We'll fix it. We can fix it.
Like you've got to pick up with all 12-inch subwoofers.
It really is something that, you know, I understand that, so I'm sensitive to it. I try to think back in my deep recesses of my memory when, you know, when you go to sleep and you'd have a little scary at night, and so I'm sensitive. So I was up with him at 5:05.
Sure.
And then
when you came to get him, were you wearing a mask?
Yeah. Hello. What seems to be the trouble, Michael? You know, I think we as human beings, you know, with all those viral videos of haunted houses, we all love to scare people and be scared.
Oh,
I think that's pretty normal. But the thing about this is, this morning, after we, mom wanted an extra hour. So, and it's not really even an extra hour. Mom wanted a 6 a.m. rally time. And I said, okay, if you give me, no, she had not had
the Chubbicks were in town.
Yeah, so, sure.
No, the Chubbicks were
still
not here.
Still feeling the weekend.
She wanted to go 5 to 6. I said, I'll give you that break. I'm up anyway. And, cause I went to sleep at about 10:15 last night. Got plenty of sleep. 6 hours for me. I, functioned very well. So I said, what we'll do is, I'll roll back in. And if you just let me lie down for 45 minutes, I'll be good to go. And I'd like that. So we'll do the switch off at 6 a.m. and everything will be fine. So he wants mommy ready to be. I said, no, we're sitting there and we're watching educational videos on my computer, which are they're actually really good. I can't recommend them because I don't even know what the name of the authors are, but they're like ABC. There's a choo-choo train that picks up all the letters.
Okay.
And you go through the whole alphabet, and it's very, very cool. But ultimately, we went into Mama's room and opened the door at 6 a.m. The lights come on. He's wide awake. He's doing fine. And then he's like, I want to go watch Toons. I want to go. No, we're not watching Toons. Mama takes him out at 6 o'clock. I get back to sleep. And then 7 o'clock, I actually did drift off because I had a Buddy Rich dream. Isn't it amazing
was
how
it erotic?
Soon you can dream?
Yeah. What was he wearing?
It was not. That's the thing. He didn't have his shirt.
Old timey pajamas.
What? He was shirtless?
He was on the Jay Leno version of The Tonight Show. Which I don't think he ever really did.
No, I think he was dead.
He might have back in the day. I think he was dead by then.
Yeah.
And he was dead by then. And he didn't have his shirt on. And he went over to that that drummer.
Yeah.
The Kevin Eubanks drummer.
Yeah.
I forgot. He had an interesting name, Rob. I forgot.
I'll find it out.
It was a black guy, and I forgot. He had a curious name. And if you find it. So I have this dream between 6 a.m. and 7. I actually close my eyes and do that. And then Carla taps me on the shoulder. It's 7 o'clock. Time to get up. You know, got to start the day. Got to get the show prep done. Got to get the dogs walked. Got to do everything. And Michael crawls into bed with me. And it was at that moment that he looks up and points at a picture that is a wedding picture of Carla and me and says, Grandpa!
Your own son thinks you're old.
Thinks? Yeah. I would use the word knows. I look up and I'm like, okay. I thought he had said it a couple of times the other day.
But you just brushed it off?
I just brushed it off. He looks at the picture, points at it. It's not the lady in the white dress.
No.
And he says, Grandpa.
Wow. Which I thought was
man.
So if anyone was waiting for him to come to the realization that he has an elderly father, if anybody had November 4th in the poll, you know, you can actually write it down. Because
Mike,
this
it's
is the
actually
day that it
sweet
actually
because
happened.
What do you love more than your grandfather? It's a term of endearment.
True.
I had an incredible relationship with my late grandfather,
sure.
who was Oscar Hamilton Perron. French Canadian. I don't mention him very often.
No, you don't.
Show, wonderful old guy, and worked in a tool and die factory as a foreman, and was laid off early. That's back when they had mandatory retirement for the tool and die. Ended up mowing lawns in the neighborhood. That's what he did.
Really?
I used to go out to work with him in the summers. I worked landscaping with him
Hard
in the
worker.
Summers because he loved work. That's was and, mm-hmm. and he also liked to drink Schmitz beer. And eat those pink and white mints. That's what he used
Canada like. Mints.
Canada mints, because he's from Canada, and he watched Roller Derby and the Lawrence Welk Show.
And Schmitz of Philadelphia.
And, oh, God, he's a great man.
Mike, the drummer was either Marvin Smitty Smith.
Smitty Smith. That's
Smitty
who it was.
Smith, okay.
It was Smitty. It was Smitty. And, yeah, so he points at the picture, and I'm like, yes. I guess never too early for you to come to the realization that, you know, you have Santa Claus for a father, that Burl Ives is your dad.
Well, you know, I so many famous people are like, they're born
Stop
into...
Stop that music, it's pissing me off.
They're
Thank
born
you,
into odd situations. Sometimes they'll say, like, your mother is your cousin.
Yes.
Or sometimes
Whoa,
that's
no,
your aunt.
I don't know what that
that's
means. What kind of family
are
you
in? Second. What family are we talking doing? About? That? Is that a Spiewak yeah. thing? What's
no,
going
no, 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 I'm
with
talking
that?
About...
Hot day at the vegetable stand?
I just got some news for you. First of all... How are those waffles doing for ye?
Hello. Elmer, could you sit down here to my right? I'd like to tell you a little something.
We didn't
your
know we were cousins.
Your mother is your sister. Your brother is your cousin. We're all related by blood.
I think you misinterpret what I said.
Okay, well,
for
I'm sorry,
example,
what
Béance and Solange. There
yes.
is a rumor, and we discussed it, I think, last week or the week before, that there's a possibility that Beyonce could be Solange's mother.
Yes.
But they were raised with the understanding that they were sisters because it's more socially acceptable.
Which one of your cousins is actually your uncle?
My that would, you know, I don't even have a joke answer for that. I would say my Uncle Dana. How about
okay.
that? He's
Who's
actually
the one
my
you
father.
Went trick-or-treating with?
Trick-or-treating? I never went trick-or-treating with a cousin. Or Oh, Wes! Wes, yeah. my cousin Wes.
Are you okay?
You were Albert
Are
Costello.
You okay?
I no, because
really,
you were thinking, it, you were thinking, I was thinking uncles is why.
Okay, but yeah. you went trick-or-treating Which, with your cousin Wes, and I'm was, here to tell you that he was actually your father. And I tell you that on Ornie Bob Spiewak's 64th birthday.
Wow.
Because I have my and you, my boy, need to get more sleep. I am telling you that right now. No, it's, yeah, I think that there are lots of those situations.
And so
that
maybe,
happen.
You know, maybe now's the time you just start saying, yep, your father was a military hero.
No.
We lost
yes.
him.
Yes.
And you know what? I brought you and your mother into my
or
home.
Or you start teaching them what an oxygen, you start teaching them how to work an oxygen tank.
Yeah.
Like,
Thank
this
you,
is
Oscar.
The way you turn it.
That makes me feel
this
really
warm
and fuzzy.
This is the way you pick
fuzzy.
It up. Mm-hmm.
I will
tell
him, when my father was older, but not as old as me, but
right.
my father was older, one of the oldest dads in the neighborhood. My dad had me when he was 44, and that, in those days,
Ancient.
That was an old dad to have. And I rooted for my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope my son roots for me a little bit. I felt for my
yeah.
dad. I actually pulled for him. And what was that? What did you say?
He'll root for you from the hospital.
Jesus. Listen to that laugh. Listen to that
But you
laugh.
Know what? Be
I hope
nice
you
to
flunk
him.
Out. I hope you flunk out. I swear to God. I hope your professor goes, this is just illegible. I can't decipher these words. Where are you from this country?
Did
What's going
proof
on?
Reasons? Here?
And really, the last
God,
way.
Is, oh, my God. He is spinning out of control today.
Mike, and really, the ultimate way you can root for someone is to write them a fine eulogy. So I think you're.
Thank you. And F you, too. All right. That's it. Well, that's it. He pointed the picture, the wedding picture. He said, Grandpa. And it's not a funeral picture. It's a wedding picture. But,
I'm sure boy. It'll be fine.
I just got to continue to try to lose weight, get my body fixed. Hello, surgeons. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. You got me thinking that I'm wasting my time. Don't bring me down.
No, 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 no. I tell you what's more.
Don't let me down. Let me show you something.
Yeah, you got something?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, that is nice.
Oh, a beautiful picture of your grandson.
Anyway,
kidding, of course.
About, That is a picture I had framed by Framebridge. Do you have a million photos around your house? We had somebody in the mailbag that got them framed at framebridge.com. And, you know, in this day and age, it's all about convenience, and I will tell you, walking in off the street to a frame store, you're used to doing that. You don't have to do it that way anymore, especially with everybody with their online photos or their online artwork, or even if you've got something you want to send to them, framebridge.com is the place to go. Choose your frame, upload your art, preview it, buy it. You can look at every single thing you're going to buy. You can see it online. If you can't upload it, there are no worries either. Mail it to Framebridge absolutely free. There is no cost for that. Your framed piece arrives at your door ready to hang. And when I talk about ready to hang, I will show you this. I've done a lot of home framing in my day.
Sure.
Okay? I know you guys are probably going to have trouble seeing this on the camera.
We can
oh,
see
no,
it.
It's got the professional
it's got the
backing.
Hardware.
Yeah, the hardware is there.
Look at the hardware on the back of that. Look at the way they did it.
Yeah,
that.
Looking
fantastic.
Good.
Fantastic.
Framebridge does such a magnificent job of framing stuff with the hardware. You got to try Framebridge. Here's a great offer for our listeners. This is fantastic. Go to framebridge.com. Find your favorite frame from their curated collection. Upload your art or mail it in for free. Preview your art in its custom frame. Then enter the code TMOS at checkout, and you, my friends, will get 15% off and free shipping. Then receive your beautiful custom art ready to hang. Don't wait. This offer is this week only, so go to framebridge.com. Use the TMOS code and save. Thanks to framebridge.com.
Good stuff.
Wonderful new company that we are doing work with. So that's it. I'm still reeling from that, and I want to get on to somebody else because I'm tired of talking about me.
Can I ask one question before you close the book on it?
It better not be a question about being elderly again.
No,
please.
It's not really about being elderly, but it is related to the last story. Mm-hmm. How did Carla react?
Okay. So, Rob,
great question.
Thank you for the question. Oscar Santana. no, she reacted like you boys did. She unhinged her jaw
of course.
And laughed heartily, and she loves the joke as much as anybody
else.
Well,
you know what? I really do feel that we all have significant other women in our lives that love us, but they're never quite as happy as when they see something unfortunate happen to us.
Well,
that's what they
particular,
love.
Yeah,
in
that
your
doesn't
particular
really happen in my house.
I forgot with your strong pimp hand.
You know, when I post, I get very, there's a wife on this show, Carrie Harrell Spiewak, who I get very few likes from. Carrie was probably the third person to like the fact that I said that he called me grandpa. She jumped on it.
That's,
so I want to say,
that's her
hi,
style.
Carrie, how are you? Yeah. Good to see you. Good to see you.
She's
thank you. Anyway. So,
I love when you say thank you.
There you go. Oscar, you've got something you're going to talk about on the bonus show.
Yeah.
Can you give us just a taste of what it's going to be this week?
Taste might not be the best word.
Yeah, it involves a slumber, and it involves number one. If you know what I mean.
That's it. So much dirty fun is going to ensue on the bonus show this week. This week, I promise to you boys that I will join my own fantasy football league.
Thank you.
I promise I will do that. And
baby steps.
I will also, as much of a hard time as we have given you, I'm going down the whole list here.
Right.
Because I don't want to forget anything. I want to thank Rob Spiewak for being the Halloween dad of the day. Let's give him a nice round of applause. You've done a lot of things in that neighborhood of yours. You got a wonderful little supper club. You go to all your kids' school functions.
Right.
You go to the parent-teacher conferences. But what you did on Halloween stuck in my mind, and I thought it was just about – I would say if there was somebody doing that, I would say you're a cool dad.
What happened, it happened quite organically, and it turned out to be my favorite part of Halloween. We had – twice as many trick-or-treaters as we normally do. I guess our neighborhood has had an influx of young parents or the kids are coming of age. We gave out, by my math, I think we had about 85 to 90 trick-or-treaters this year.
God, that's expensive.
Well, that we did the full-size bars. So, I mean, you're thinking, you know, a buck, buck and a quarter each
kid. Did you see the viral video of the lady in, I think it was El Cajon, California? They put full-size candy bars out on the stoop, and they had a hidden camera.
Love it.
Oh, did you see the cow that did
people
that? Oh my
suck.
God.
People do suck.
But this lady, not only did she have two of her kids there, not only did they take every last candy bar, but she is the size of a blue whale.
Yep.
And she's wearing a little bunny ear costume with a little little girl's dress. And Absolutely despicable. You saw a couple of kids take the extra one. They basically said, take one.
Yeah.
And and then this, and she doesn't, look, even if she did it on herself, she'd get busted out. She doesn't, she has her kids help her do it.
Yeah.
I mean, just a total
scumbag.
It's
called parenting. I mean, really, really, folks.
It's cool, though,
because
the local TV, it's California, right?
Yeah.
It's out there around San Diego. West Coast TV, baby. There was a reporter
all over it.
On her door within 24 hours. It was fantastic. Then they open the door, and you see, I watched one of the reports from this lady in San Diego. You see the door, and the door opens, and some, like, blonde lady goes, "There's a curse on this house. Bless the hex on this house." And they shut it. And so who knows, who knows what those idiots are trying to compensate for. But anyway, okay. You did something that was the opposite. You were magnanimous on that.
We have, because of the way our house is set up, and I have a rule, is that a lot of the people like set up chairs down at their driveway and meet the trick-or-treaters. I think the kids should have to earn it. Now, I have stairs leading up to my front door.
Yes.
Because my main level is actually the first story. So you got to climb the steps to come up. So if the kids come up, knock and say trick or treat, I reward them with, you know, what I think is a pretty good full-size candy bar.
Good man.
Now,
do we have the sound of Rob getting to the top of the stairs? We have that right now.
Oh, come on. Now we're just being mean.
In full makeup. Yeah, Oscar.
Thank you.
Can you believe him? Jackass. And so about the third or fourth trick-or-treater, it's like a princess or something, and there's a dad at the foot of my steps. And he just looks world weary, like he's had a day and he doesn't want to be doing this with the little princess.
Right, right.
And I yell down, I say, I give her whatever I gave her. And I said, "And does dad need anything? I thought maybe a Snickers bar would make his day." He said, right. "No, not unless you got a beer." I said, "Stay right there." And I went and I grabbed him a Corona, opened it, and I said, I realize we're not barbarians, but I have no lime. But here, enjoy. Happy Halloween." And his face changed like a 1940s Hollywood monster movie. It just transformed.
That's awesome.
And he was smiling and he was like, "Are you serious, dude?" I said, "Dude, enjoy. Happy Halloween."
It was a young dad.
Yeah, he was in his, he was probably 15. And
did
so,
Did he have
20s.
Any tattoos?
I didn't see any visible tattoos. He was a bearded dad.
No teardrops?
No teardrops. Yeah, from prison. And so I said, "Carrie,
thank you for the beer."
Ay, caramba.
I made him Hispanic. I don't know why.
So
MS-13, the three tiers.
So what I did is I said, "Carrie, I think I'm onto something." And I went, and in the liquor cabinet, I had maybe 10, 12 of little liquor bottles, like airplane sized liquor bottles.
Where do you get them from?
Well, sometimes they come attached to liquor, you know, like as a bonus thing.
Right.
Sometimes
right. You put them off to the side.
I do. I always put them in Carrie's stocking. I will put them in Carrie's stocking at Christmas time.
You know what he's doing, Becky?
What is he making
your,
more great comedy?
He's mocking your drinking.
Mm-hmm.
You drink so much they give you bonus little bottles.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I sure do, Oscar.
So how many of them? Seriously?
Never blacked out though, Mike. I've never blacked out.
I know you haven't. I know the Spiewak family.
No, never high-fived a cactus.
How many of you have stolen the airline bottles from airplanes?
Never have stolen from the airplanes. These are all, you know, purchased from the liquor store for some reason or another. But, you know, you don't use them a lot. A lot of times,
I don't have a lot of them. I don't have a lot of them.
And so,
if any.
When you get the mic, they never make it home.
the car.
To keep the shaking stopping from the store to that.
Okay.
And so for the rest of the night, and I said this was early, and we'll have about 80 more trick-or-treaters.
That's cool.
If a parent came up to the door and climbed the steps, I gave him a little bottle of booze.
Now, was it a variety pack? What was what were the most bottles that you
most
had?
Of them were scotches and bourbons, because that's what I buy. And so, but I think one person got Chambord.
What were the reactions?
First of all, surprise. Mm-hmm. And then most of the women were like, "Okay." And most of the dads were like, "Yeah. Yeah."
Nice.
And I said, "Here's a little something to keep warm." He says,
"Did anybody give them back? Did anybody?"
No.
Say, I don't
Everybody accepted them. Everybody accepted
that's
them.
That's cool. See? I think
that's really
nice.
Cool.
And I really, like really enjoyed it because it's not to the level of the people that set up the fire pit and, you know, are down there having their little party on the driveway. But I just loved giving the grown up something, because for the grown up, and I've been there, when you take the kid trick or treating, thankless, tedious, and it's not a fun thing. And if
you
can
you
give
like,
them a prize,
you know,
it's
because
fun.
I don't live in that kind of neighborhood, and I don't have the pleasure of doing that. I'd love it. I think next year, maybe you sit on the stoop and you have a, you know, instead of the booze, the hard liquor, you do have beer. You have like a little cooler full of beer and you go, here you go. If you come up on the stoop here, have a,
what I was
have
thinking,
like a high end, a good beer. Have a good beer.
What right? I was thinking is making up a batch of Rob Spiewak's world famous witch's brew based in rum.
Nice.
Yeah. And you know what? You give them to a little Red Solo yeah. cup and send them on their way. I think it's a great idea.
I'd be a little scared to do that if I was going to a stranger's house, though, because I would think that maybe I'd start to see double and pass out a little bit.
Yeah. There's some biofluid in there.
When I say, I say, this is
like an hour later, you see Rob Spiewak standing over you.
Are you ready for me now?
There's a scene in it, like in Rosemary's Baby. They say, oh, Mr. Spiewak, what are you dressed as this year? I said, I'm a roofie.
Happy Halloween. Well, I think it's cool. I think you're
very nice.
It turned it in. It really turned the afternoon or the evening into something fun. It made it something for me. I liked it.
Happy Halloween, everybody. We're going to take a break. When we come back, it's news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, this is Matt Bloom. You know, Pony Boy. We wanted to bring some sizzle to the mailbag, so they brought me in, Mr. Excitement, to really get you guys riled up. If you want to get in on the red hot action, just send an email to rob@mikeomarashow.com. That's Rob with two B's. Or if you like mail, P.O. Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia 20177. I hate mail. It's too slow. I crave action. So if you have a question or comment, send it along. And now, time for a nap.
Yeah, like my kid would go down as much as you do. That would be great. I'd love him to take more naps. That would be fantastic. Hey, our Amazon MVP contest is in full swing. You're responding to it beautifully, and we want to remind you that you can be our Amazon MVP. Rob Spiewak, take it away.
I have our first MVP in our hand. I will read the letter and then reveal the name. This is exciting, isn't it? It goes like this.
Now, by the way, and should we set it up what the contest is before you read the winners?
Yes, please do. Please do.
Let's do that. All you have to do is shop through our Amazon page and make your most valuable purchase. All you have to do is tell us what you bought by emailing us at mvp@mikeomarashow.com. MVPs will be featured on the show. Rob's going to do it in just a second here. Even better, this Christmas, we will cover the cost of the MVP purchases of five randomly chosen MVP listeners. Our treat, all we want you to do is go to mikeomarashow.com/Amazon or click on the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. We're going to be spotlighting one right here, and the fact is this person you're going to hear from has already entered in our contest, and maybe at Christmas time we're going to pay for their purchase on Amazon if you go through Mike O'Mara's page. Take it away, Rob.
Great letter. Today I purchased a quilting machine through the Mike O'Mara Show Amazon portal. Here is a copy of my receipt. Please enter me in the MVP contest. Thanks, Joan Kelly, Carmichael, California. Congratulations, Joan. You are a first MVP.
You're responding beautifully to this, and it's a great idea, and we're really excited about it. So we want to make sure that everybody gets their Amazon purchases through the Mike O'Mara Show page, and Christmas, not all that far away.
Really on the corner. Of that. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
People are asking. I'm sorry.
Oh, news.
Sorry about that.
Boo. Go ahead.
Just quickly about the Amazon MVP. Terms and conditions are on the website. Check them out. Just if you have any questions.
Yeah, we got a big old banner.
Thank you.
Yeah, there are a lot of curious Georges out there, and we have all the details for you on the website, so check it out. Earlier this year, a federal judge canceled the trademark the Washington Redskins have on their name because he said it was offensive. Well, the team is appealing that ruling, and they're doing it in a pretty interesting way. They have submitted a list of trademarks that they say are way more offensive, but are allowed by the government. You know, this franchise, win or lose, Jesus. Well, some of the names on the list that they submitted, the Redskins submitted, are, to say the least, interesting. Here are some of the phrases that they say are more offensive. Little Indian Giver, take your panties off, clothing. Midget Man inflatable sex toys.
Oh, dear.
Can you believe this is in the document? This is in the legal document.
Well, you know what? There are many levels that I don't believe that this is happening. But that among that is one of them, yes.
Little Danny Snyder. Booty call sex aids and dumb blonde hair products. And here are some of the worst ones. There's also party with sluts, teensdoporn.com, gun control my ass, laughing my vagina off, and dangerous. They don't say the N-word, but they say the old-fashioned term, dangerous N-shirts.
Wow.
They put that all in there, I guess, to you know, to show them that the trademark is fine. I don't know.
Well, hopefully, Mike, the Redskins can. I'm sorry, the Washington football team can win this lawsuit and finally turn a profit.
Absolutely, we hope so. They're struggling anyway. The nominees for the 2016 People's Choice Awards were released yesterday. Taylor Swift led the way with 4 nominations. There are a ridiculous 65 categories. Does anyone pay attention to the People's Choice?
No, Mike, but I do love the trophy, the solid glass trophy with the clapping hand.
they're getting a lot more PR out there than they have in the past. The favorite movie nominees are Avengers Age of Ultron, you know, clap or not if you care about these.
Okay.
Furious 7, Inside Out.
Oh.
Jurassic World,
yeah!
And Pitch Perfect 2. Favorite movie actor Channing Tatum, Chris Pratt, Johnny Depp, Robert Downey Jr., and Will Smith. It's the People's Choice Awards.
Not this people.
Favorite movie actress, Anne Hathaway, Melissa McCarthy, Meryl Streep, Sandra Bullock, and Scarlett Johansson.
I hope Melissa McCarthy wins.
Now, is it Johansson or Johansson?
Johansson. Johansson.
It's Yo-Yo Hansen.
Yo-Yo. Favorite comedy movie, Pitch Perfect 2, Spy, Ted 2, The Duff, and Trainwreck. And favorite dramatic movie, The Martian, 50 Shades of Grey, The Longest Ride, The Age of Adeline. It's a great movie, by the way, and Straight out of Compton.
So they do an overall movie and then comedy and drama under that.
Does anybody even watch the People's Choice Awards?
Wow.
Seriously,
if 50 Shades of Grey wins, I'm burning my house down.
Thank you. You won't even know. Anyway, most people think Robin Williams committed suicide because he was depressed, but his widow Susan says that's not the case. It was actually a condition called Lewy body dementia, which they didn't even know he had until after his death. You know, this is interesting to me. She says, quote, depression was one of about 50 symptoms, and it was a small one. Lewy body dementia is the second most common neurodegenerative disease after Alzheimer's. I've never heard of it.
Wow.
Its other symptoms include fluctuating mental status, hallucinations, and impaired motor function. Things got worse in the months leading up to his death. He was having massive anxiety attacks, and he had a, quote, miscalculation with a door that resulted in a bloody head wound. Susan says that after Robin's autopsy, one of the doctors told her, quote, Robin was very aware that he was losing his mind and there was nothing he could do about it. What a tragedy.
Scary.
And I don't have any counterpoint to this. I just thought it was interesting, and it's sad when you see something.
Anytime
like this,
you see dementia touch anyone that you love, and I've seen it too many times, it's soul crushing because it's just so tragic.
Yeah, and tough. You know, so
who could live like that? It's
tough. And you wonder, you know, with all the people say, oh, he was depressed, who knew and all that. Maybe he was a hell of a lot more severe than people knew. A screenwriter named Mitch Glazer interviewed Bill Murray for the new issue of Vanity Fair. He's the guy who wrote Bill's new movie, Rock the Casbah. Has anybody seen Rock the Casbah?
That went away so fast.
Pretty quick.
Yeah.
Well, he said he did it to cheer Bill up. Bill admits he was getting melancholy because he'd fallen into a pattern of doing melancholy movies, and he was ready to rip it up again. He says, quote, for years, this is Bill Murray, I've been thinking, gosh, I'd really like to be funny again, you know? I'd really like to go and be funny again, because it's like writing. If you can write, you need to write. And if you can be funny, you need to be funny. Well, I didn't read a lot of reviews on Rock the Casbah, but not all that strong, I think.
No,
right?
No, it was medium at best. And the thing is in a movie, when a movie like that breaks, you can normally tell the excitement beforehand by the action on YouTube. There was almost none, and now it's almost out of theaters. So it's not well received at all.
Mama June. We haven't said that name in a while, fellas. You remember that tour de force. Here comes Honey Dada. She will be Mama June on the next season of Marriage Boot Camp with her husband, Sugar Bear. There you go.
Oh, wow. When you take a great show and you add great star power, that's a recipe for success.
Kind of tells you how that show is doing. Although I will say, the Real Housewives of Atlanta adding Tootie to the cast. I'm all
Tootie!
In,
hey, you mean
you.
Dorothy Tootie Ramsey is played by Kim Fields?
Kim Fields, baby.
Love her.
Mama June said she's excited to return to reality TV because, quote,
that's the only kind of TV we believe in.
It premieres for all you that want to write this down on December 4th. Okay?
So yes.
Check it out.
Mike, just in time for the holidays.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Same day I have jury duty. Face it, everyone. Everyone breaks wind on planes. It happens, right? I mean, sometimes people are obvious about it. Sometimes they're not. The noise outside helps hide the sound. The nasty air in the cabin helps hide the smell. And you can always crop dust as you're walking down the aisle.
Hi, this is the internet, Steve Mermelstein.
Oh, no.
That's not, I don't know why. Where did that come from?
It feels like a victimless crime, but maybe this will make you think again. Singapore Airlines, a flight from Sydney, Australia to Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, had to make an emergency landing in Indonesia last week because it was filled with too much flatulence.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, I'm not giving full disclosure here. There is a catch.
Okay.
It wasn't human.
Oh, that, you tease.
Most of it wasn't. I'm not sure about the pilots, but it was a cargo plane with a four-person crew and 2,186 sheep.
Oh, no.
The sheeps were farting. They produced so much gas that they set off the smoke alarms in the cargo bay.
Yeah, but who hasn't?
and the flight was diverted. It was on the ground for 2.5 hours before they could clear the air and take off again for Malaysia. Everyone on the plane was exhausted by the time they got to baggage claim.
The sheep were the only thing. That's not the only thing on the flight. Also on the flight was a year's supply of blankets for United Air.
Hey, so, thank you. Yeah. Oh, that's fart-smelling blanket humor. Oh, nasty. Yeah. Oh, they're going to fleece you. Anyway, thank you, everybody. We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm little Gary Stein.
And on this week's episode of the show, we present for you some Grammy hopefuls.
And they're wonderful.
They're all fantastic.
And you probably never heard of them.
Also, Rob Ford gives us some of his musical selections. It's the Tony Perkins Show at TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the new Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Rob Ford, A Star is Born.
Star!
Be the trendsetter in your group. It's easy to be that guy. You want to be that guy. You know you want to be that guy. The latest clothing trends can be yours and the newest products, too, at touchofmodern.com. Once you get the latest clothing and the newest products from touchofmodern.com, everyone will be copying your style. Check out touchofmodern.com. If you get a chance, go to this website. Just surf on it for a while. You might find something that you love.
You will.
There is a toilet paper dispenser with my name on it on Touch of Modern.
Wow.
That I may be pulling the trigger on today. It's sleek. It's aerodynamic. It actually looks like it's a piece of furniture that belongs with the house. It's very, very cool. They have more different clothing and accessories, vintage watches. They have fantastic stuff at Touch of Modern. They scour the globe for jaw-dropping tech gadgets. They've got all sorts of good stuff. It's always cool, always changing. They update it every single day, and you can surf for hours at touchofmodern.com. Right now, our listeners can get immediate access when they sign up at touchofmodern.com. That's touchofmodern.com. Do it today because tomorrow it'll be different. That is how life rolls in the fast lane. Touchofmodern.com. Please check them out for us. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Wednesday, November 4, 2015, Rob Spiewak.
I think it just broke the record for most downloaded record of all times. It's the new Adele song, Hello. It is a smash hit. I mean,
it is a smash, and it is not complex. Hello. It does not have a tremendous amount of hooks to it. It does not have a tremendous amount of rhythm to it. It is a simple lyric with a simple melody that is simply delivered by an amazing artist. Yeah. That's what it is. It's all talent.
Have you seen the video?
I have.
Okay,
yes, I have.
Then this will make sense to you. They hired Richard Attenborough, who narrates almost every nature film ever made. He's a British guy, to narrate.
Wait, hold on.
David Attenborough. I misspoke. They hired David Attenborough.
Richard Attenborough's dead.
He has passed, and so they went to the next best thing. David Attenborough is the narrator, and he narrates the Adele video like it's a nature film. And I think you're really going
to... So this is shtick they're doing.
This is shtick, but it's pretty great. Good. I think you're going to enjoy this.
Battling against strong winds and the weight of expectation, she's convinced that now is her time to strike. She, like all pop stars, needs to hunt to survive. But there's a problem. the signal is poor, and she hasn't upgraded her handset since 1999. Hashtag flip phone. She goes inside to seek shelter from the elements and to find a landline. Ugh. Her surroundings are unfamiliar and unwelcoming, but this is no match for such a cool customer, so she decides to tidy up a bit. Oh, dusty, isn't it?
It's pretty great. He narrates the whole video.
The thing about this, and for those of you that haven't seen the video, there is a huge setup to the music. You actually have her going into the house. It's got slipcovers on the furniture, and it's doing. And that's the video in the back. That's the audio in the back of it. That's great.
Mike, are you still getting most of your news from Ludlow, Massachusetts station WWLP?
Oh, I love Ludlow. Okay. I truly do.
They have a reporter there, and I looked up his picture. He's a pretty old guy, so he's probably been there a while. His name is Cy Becker, and he's my new favorite reporter. And okay. I want you to hear his voice, because what happened in Ludlow, they found in a shallow grave in a cemetery a bag of bones. It's a pretty decent story, but what makes it
scary
is Cy Becker.
This is no Halloween prank. A grave digger dug up a bag of bones at Ludlow's Island Pond Cemetery this week. 22 News reporter Cy Becker found out just how long those bones had been there.
Edward Roy was digging a grave Tuesday when he found the bag buried between two grave sites. He had found a hospital bag of bones, including a bone from a leg that apparently had been amputated. Ludlow Police Sergeant Daniel Valadas believes the bones were buried perhaps 30 or 40 years ago in that shallow grave. The package will be turned over to the state police crime lab. Ludlow police couldn't provide a timeline for how long it would take for forensics personnel to dig deeper into the mystery of the amputated leg bone. In Ludlow, Cy Becker, 22 News.
Meanwhile, back in the Ludlow, Hall of Justice,
98-year-old Cy Becker from 1953. Thank you.
Mike, they think it might have been an amputated leg.
Leg.
Cy Becker, WWLP.
Thank you, Cy.
Been a long time since we've had a great laughing baby video. This is a special one because this baby has figured out how to make herself laugh. She just goes, I mean, essentially blowing a raspberry, right?
Yeah.
My kid does the same thing. My kid does the raspberry.
But boy, this baby thinks it's funny.
Make it herself laugh.
Yes. So that's pretty cool.
You know what's cool about that? My old program director Smokey Rivers used to do that in his office too.
And then
he never thought anything else was funny, but he thought that was great. He just sit in his office, you know?
My question for you, when you were the country gentleman, when you were playing country music, did you ever play Tommy Overstreet?
Probably, but I don't remember any of the songs he did.
Well, sadly, Mike, we lost Tommy at 78.
Oh, God, are you going, what are you, how deep do you dig? How deep do you dig for your stuff?
Don't remember the past.
I just hope that you would have had perhaps a great run-in with Tommy Overstreet, whose biggest hit was "And Don't Go Running."
You know, they've got a station down here that I actually do listen to called Twang.
Really?
Twang. Twang is an old country music station. They play the old country, which is great.
So no licorice hat stuff.
You get like Ring of Fire. You get all the you know, the Merle Haggard side. I adore it. It's
that's pretty cool. And
really,
I bet you'll be playing a lot of Tommy Overstreet today, dead at age 78. Too soon, Mike.
Right,
and
he's
this
dead,
is
Mike.
Do you think this? I wonder if this would be a success. In order to make America eat healthier, there's a trend printing calorie amounts of foods on menus.
A new study has found that listing calorie content on menus has almost no effect on encouraging customers to choose healthier foods. The study was conducted by looking around.
That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
That's awesome. It. Another Mike O'Mara show has come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the Mike O'Mara Show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag, good one today. Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And remember, our MVP contest is going on right now.
Right now.
Send us all your purchases, and maybe we'll pay for them come Christmas time. All you have to do is shop Amazon through MikeO'MaraShow.com or do all the other things that we told you to do. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Hey, not so fast, Mr. Big Shot. I got to tell you that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So shop Amazon and use our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.